stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 15th. Welcome to the show. We're here once again.
Good morning.
To entertain you, so you better enjoy this because we only have one more day of this.
I'm so sad.
Are you really?
I am.
I know. We've gotten used to you, and now we're going to miss you.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do?
That's life.
That's
people,
life
that's life, so get used to it, okay?
Yes, you got to move on. Well, I got a couple of messages on Facebook of people sad that you're leaving.
No way!
Yeah. It's pretty, yeah.
Not really necessarily nice. By choice, but, you know, something comes up and you got to take that opportunity.
Things happen,
yeah.
Exactly. We got to move on. And
change is good.
And you moved here to be a friggin' actress, goddammit.
Yeah,
and
radio just kind of fell into my lap, and I'm so. And honestly, this is something that I plan to also pursue, radio.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, this has been an amazing experience.
So you're enjoying it.
I am, absolutely.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
It's been fun.
Yeah, is our guest here?
Yes, she is.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we haven't gotten to the guest yet, so that's okay if she's a little late. In L.A., it
shame
happens
on
all
her.
The time.
Shame.
So, so I just wanted to announce something that I'm happy about, and that is that Howard Stern is going to be the judge on, or one of the judges, and America's Got Talent.
No way.
Yeah.
That will be very entertaining.
Oh, yeah. They've been talking about it for a while, but, you know, it only became official now. And this article doesn't say anything about how much he's getting, but there's been rumors like $15 million a year or something.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
well,
a
that,
lot.
I guess that's a lot, yeah. That sounds somewhat reasonable.
And I guess he must have talked them into moving the show to New York because it takes place in L.A., but he does a show from New York.
No way.
Yeah, so they're moving the whole show to New York,
isn't
if I'm
funny?
Correct.
Some yeah. people, they're so powerful, you know? Whatever
know.
They say goes.
He's extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is that, you know, the movement Parents Television Council are now up in arms. They're saying that he's going to ruin the show, and it's an act of desperation for the network.
Well, I could see how, I mean, America's Got Talent is a children's, you know, family-oriented
right, but
show.
Do you think he's going to talk about dirty stuff on the show?
No, he has to filter it, obviously. I mean, he can't, you know, otherwise there will be beeps, you know, beep, beep, beep. During the whole show.
No, Howard is not like that. Believe me, he's not like that at all. You know, he curses on his show because he can, but that's not to say that, you know, he's going to be talking about porn and stuff.
Right. No, of course
that's not.
Not
the
but
point.
Because he's known for doing that, I'm
right.
sure that's why parents and, you know, people are a little angry or disappointed.
Yeah, but they've got to be reasonable. I mean, the thing is that this is a primetime show.
Right.
You know, so NBC is not going to take somebody who's going to talk dirty.
No, I agree. That's just like comparing. Though an actress who, you know, in the past was doing soft porn and all of a sudden now she's, you know, doing legitimate television work.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, I don't want my child watching her on this, you know, family TV show because in the past she did soft porn, whatever it may
be. Well, there's people that don't like anything that happens, so fuck them, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Good morning, LA. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's bring in our guest. She made it right on time, and this is Andrea Nitoli. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Hi. How are you guys?
And
was that sarcasm? She arrived here on time. I know, Sam. We go way back.
No, you
back.
Got here right on time until we got to you. So.
Hi, okay. Steph. Nice
Hi,
to meet
very
you.
Very nice to meet you. Shaking hand.
Yes. Sam and
is
Steph.
Is that better in the headphones
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay,
thank you so
wonderful.
Much.
So, Steph, Andrea is a friend of the show. She's been here numerous times,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
And, yeah, now she can text me without telling me who it is. She just texts me, can we come on the show again? I'm like, okay, who is this?
Yeah.
But usually I figure it out, you know, because I lost all
my
contacts on my phone.
Wait a minute, do you mean I'm not in your phone? Is that what you're saying?
No, I lost my contacts on my phone, so now I have to program your number.
That's everyone's excuse.
Yeah.
Sam is very popular with the ladies. He's like the Hugh Hefner of radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I try to be, you know. I mean, it's all pretend.
It's all pretend.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear. I never would think that. But
no, that's not true.
Back in the day, it was the Sam and Andrea show.
That's true.
Back in history.
She came on board for about a week. And,
it was longer than a week. It was like a month. Okay.
It wasn't a month, Andrea.
It was an LA month.
We'll have to check it out and see. But yeah, that was when we were still downtown.
Downtown. That was
and then
cool.
You did the show with James here.
We had our own show called Plugged
months,
In,
right?
Which we did,
and
which was a lot of fun. Which
yeah,
we miss.
For sure.
We miss. We really.
Do you really miss
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe in the future, you know.
Radio is so fun.
It is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to a lot of people, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out. You know.
Yeah, we had great guests. Really
was that
fun.
Every day or like a once a
no,
week show?
No, we did once a week. I think it was like Thursdays. 12 to 1.
Oh,
to,
yeah, your
yeah,
show.
Our
yeah,
show yeah. yeah, our show. Yeah, our show.
I'm still confused. Andrea's very been cool. here in so many different incarnations that I don't even remember.
I'm like an infestation of LA Talk Radio is what he's saying.
I know. I hope he even remembers me. I mean, I've lasted about 3 months.
Well, that's a record.
Tomorrow's my last day, though. Tomorrow's
oh, no.
Last.
That's not a record. Shut up. A record.
Sam, what do you do to these women?
No,
I'm telling you,
I
turn them off.
Oh, it's good
way,
for you.
It's the way I smell. You know, they eventually just don't like it here. And they leave.
No, I love it. I'm so
lucky
sad
for the
to leave.
Listeners, they can't smell you.
Yeah. No, the situation is, Andrea, is that, you know, we always go, I mean, the people that are most qualified for this are entertainers, you
right.
know, people in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I look for them at Craigslist and everything. So mm-hmm. you get a lot of actresses, musicians,
mm-hmm.
people that have, you know,
other
careers.
Things.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
So I always figure, you know, they're going to be here for a while and then move on. And mm-hmm. that's fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the show.
It keeps it new and fresh here.
Yeah, exactly.
LA Talk.
And it changes. It takes different direction with every co-host, you know. So it's fine. Unfortunately, you were stuck with all the dirty talk that we had in the beginning, so
we don't do dirty talk anymore.
Oh,
well,
do it,
we do, yeah, we do, but nothing.
We were like
the
Howard Stern of
and I expected her to really reveal everything, and she wouldn't. And
me?
No,
I felt like I had to make up
you.
Yeah,
Andrea. Yeah,
I was like every day. I was like, God, I have to make my sex life more interesting.
Exactly.
For Sam's show.
I know, and I realized I said, you know, she's got kids and everything, so we just stopped.
I was like, do not tune in today, and I'll be talking about my vagina.
Yeah, you don't want to be uncomfortable on the radio.
That's funny.
So how have you been, Andrea?
I'm good. You know, it's interesting when you're talking about that. Like, I'm pretty dirty on stage. I do stand-up comedy. And I'm pretty dirty on stage. But it's funny. It's a persona. You know what I mean? And it's like on stage, in stand-up comedy, I can do that. And then in life, I'm not that person. So sometimes I'll get off stage and people will approach. And I realize they're not really approaching me. They're approaching what they just watched.
Exactly, the character.
So, yeah, it's like a disconnect. Yeah. And I have to go like, okay, wait. Oh, what are we, who am I, you know? And it's funny when you, I just started dating somebody and I had him come to the show. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Uh-huh.
But before that, before he came to the show, I was like, so just so you know, not everything is factual in the act. You know what I mean? Not everything actually happened to me. A little bit of it. Is elaborated.
It's made up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
It sucks having to say that, though, because people do believe it happens to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there is a lot of truth in my act, but it's more about the stuff about my family and the stuff about, like, the stuff with sex is, like, where my brain goes, but not necessarily where my body would go.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, my brain definitely goes there. I think much more sexual than I actually I mean, I'm sexual in a relationship.
Right.
So now she's telling me the show's not dirty. I'm like, where do I?
No.
How
we
far
talk
do I go
dirty.
With this?
How
we
is it dirty if we talk about sex? We're not
just
talking pornography.
No, not pornography.
Okay. Although we have.
We have talked about it.
I'm so rated R. It's not even funny. Sam.
So rated R, not rated X.
Rated R. It's X.
Oh, X.
Are you kidding?
That's how far. I'm horrible.
I mean, we've talked about
it. I can't even
everything.
Try. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, NR17. That's what you mean. R17.
NC17.
Oh my God. What is that?
So I think I'm sexual in a relationship with somebody, but I don't think I'm like, I'm not slutty to where it's with a million different people.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah.
Sounds good.
You come from a good home, though, right?
I come from a strange home. I come from entertainers. Mm-hmm. And so they were very... Where their focus was not where most parents... You know, they didn't put an emphasis on education. They didn't really care about that. They cared more about, like, you know, is it a SAG job?
So you turned out a comic out of all this. No school.
Yeah, dysfunctional. They were, you know, my parents' marriage was really weird. A lot of fighting. A lot of crazy Italian high-level drama.
Yeah.
Kind of like The Sopranos-ish.
Yeah. You're originally from New Jersey,
from
right?
From New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I know we might ask some questions we've asked before, but
sure, you
know,
but Steph get everybody
is
up to
here,
date.
And plus I don't remember what I talked about yesterday, so
yeah.
So you moved to LA when?
I moved to LA in 90. Well, I moved to Vegas first to do. I did a film called Casino. In 94.
We heard of that, right, Steph? Have you heard of Casino?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Casino.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so she was, she played in it.
Yeah, nice. I was in Casino. Cool.
I need to check out the movie again to see your part.
Well, my part actually got cut.
Oh, it got cut.
But there, I have a picture on my Facebook. Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, it so sucks, especially because they didn't tell me, and I went and I was like, oh, this is my part coming. Oh, no, gone. Okay.
Yeah.
But my dad's part made it, and so I was really happy for him. So it was big deal. So I did Casino in 94 to 95, and then I moved to LA right after that.
Yeah. So were you involved in the filming quite a bit?
I was there for the whole year.
Really?
Yeah, I was really involved. Well,
and all of it was cut out.
Well,
what the hell?
I wasn't filming for a year. I was more like I was involved in. I was a cocktail waitress in the film. Mm. Then they upgraded me and gave me a part. And then after that, I really couldn't be on camera anymore, but I had to be there because my dad was there and my godfather was filming. So I just kind of hung out. So I did everything. I did props. I drove picture cars.
Wow,
that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're involved in all of it.
Yeah. I helped dialogue coach one of the actresses. It was fun. It was really fun. I got to learn like how much it takes to make a movie, and especially making a movie with Martin Scorsese. It's
just to be in the presence there. Who cares?
Oh, yeah, the attention to detail is just, he's so spot on.
Have you seen his new movie, Hugo?
No, I heard it's very good, though.
Yeah, that's what they say. You know, I'll
you didn't
have
see
to
it
check
either?
It out. No, I haven't seen it
Do you
either.
See a lot of movies, Sam?
No, I used to. You know, I used to go once, twice every week.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But not anymore, you know.
You read a lot, though.
I do read a lot, and I don't get to TV as much either, but... We rent movies, you know,
right.
So I've seen all the most recent DVD releases.
Mm-hmm.
And but no, I don't go as much, you know, so I might probably just wait for that to
We should come to my show tonight.
Yeah, let's hear about your show. So you have a show tonight?
I have two shows this weekend. I have Friends with Benefits, which you know is a show that I created.
Right.
It's a stand-up comedy show, and so I do it at the Improv. And now I'm doing it once a month. I used to do it like once every 6 to 8 weeks because it's a lot to promote it. But we were going to do it for Toys for Tots.
Uh-huh.
And then a friend of mine who owns a company called Fun Factory, which is the best sex toy company, he said, well, I'm going to donate some you know, prizes. And I was like, well, then we can't do Toys for Tots. So we're doing Toys for Adults tonight. It's still called Friends with Benefits, but it's not really for charity.
But how many adults really need a sex toy for Christmas?
Yeah, a lot. I think so.
Okay.
I think everyone needs an orgasm for Christmas. And I'm going to give it to them. Not directly, but indirectly, I'm going to give everyone an orgasm for Christmas.
Yeah. So where are you going to give those away? At the show?
At the show, yeah. We're going to do a raffle. Sometimes I do a contest where people have to answer certain things. But this one, I'm just gonna pick names out of a hat.
Sounds good.
So tonight's the Friends with Benefits at the Laugh.
No, at the Improv.
Improv at the
at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say they heard about it on LA Talk Radio, I'll give them free tickets.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Doesn't get better than that.
Because I love LA Talk Radio.
There you go. So it's a comedy show.
It's a comedy show. We have Gerard Carmichael, Jody Miller, Ahmed Ahmed, Freddie Lockhart, Marcy Guerrero. We have a huge pack show, and actually I think someone's going to do some poetry tonight too.
Really?
Which I've never done before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I would fall asleep with poetry.
No, not this poetry you win. She's really hot too. She's really hot. So if you saw her, you wouldn't care what she's
saying. She's trying to speak my language.
Right. That's how
I love it.
It's all guy language.
Yeah.
She's going to knit a sweater. I don't want to see that. She's really hot and has big boobs. Okay. I'll watch.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. How do you write your material? And how often do you have new acts?
My phone, I'm always putting stuff in. Mm-hmm. So something will come to me and then I'll just put it in my phone. And then I, every show, try to put up some new material, mm-hmm. something new that, you know, see if it works. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to do in my crowd. Like Friends with Benefits is pretty much my people. So it's hard to get a read as to whether it's really funny. So I'll try to put it up in an open mic somewhere.
What do you mean, it's your people? Like they're all...
Like they've come to, most of them have come to see me. So okay. It's my show. I have a following and they come and it's my friends. And people from my acting class and stuff. So it's hard to know.
Because no matter what, they're going to be nice and laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I know my crowd's pretty tough. They don't really laugh if it's not funny. But I think you have to put a joke up in a couple different rooms to really see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Andrea's pretty funny on stage. You know, we went to see you once.
Thank you.
That was pretty cool. What was that at the Improv too?
The Improv or the Laugh? Would you come to Laugh Factory?
The Laugh Factory is on Sunset, right?
Yeah, the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store is on Sunset. Okay, then
right.
It was
that
the
was
Improv.
That was the Improv.
Yeah, it was the Improv.
What street is on it?
Melrose. 8162 Melrose.
That's right. Yeah, yes. That's the one I've been to.
They have valet parking.
Yeah, so
and
Andrea's really funny.
And good French fries. promote.
There you go. So you do a lot of comedy around town and stuff. Now, does it pay some of the bills for you?
No.
No, it doesn't.
That would be no.
Not even the phone bill.
No, not even the phone bill. No.
Yeah.
Maybe the payphone. Maybe the payphone bill. But
yeah.
No.
That's
well, because
life.
In LA, it's different. When you go on the road is when you make money. In
right.
LA, it's just different. You know, the opportunities you get of being seen in LA is kind of what you do.
There's too many, huh?
Yeah. I mean, money is made on my show, but we donate a lot of that to charity when we're doing it for charities.
Right.
So, you know, I comp a lot of my friends to the shows. I just want it to be a great show.
Right.
So I'm just curious. Okay, so some of these, it's not really paid, if anything at all, whatever. So, like, if I just wanted to take a stab and do an act.
Yes.
How do I do it? It can't be that difficult, no? Or is it still, like...
Well, it's a protocol thing. It's hard to get stage time in L.A., but I would say, you know, you're a pretty girl. Go do open mics.
Just show the boobs.
There
show
you
the
go.
Boobs.
You do that, you get stage time. And that's how my career began. Just go around, do open mics, and, you know, if you want to do my show, I'll put you on my show.
Oh, I would like to give it a stab one time.
Give it a stab.
I'm constantly writing stuff down. I have so much funny shit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a funny girl.
Yeah, you do, but you got to have the delivery too.
That's what it's all about. But it's material too. And are you saying you're doubting me? Or
no, I'm not doubting you. I'm just saying that there's additional things you need to know if you haven't done comedy before. That's one.
I've done comedy, film, and stand up is a totally different thing. That's true.
Yeah,
but I actually think I can do it. Sam.
Okay, I didn't mean specifically you. I just meant
it is
comedians
hard.
Have to
no,
have
it
delivery,
is.
You know. And so many times I've gone to comedy shows and the people are just not funny.
Right.
You know, and I sit there and I just like squirm in my seat. I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
You know, to have to bomb like that. You know?
Well, I don't think people...
They're probably trying too hard.
I always say stand-up comedy is the only job where people look at your job and go, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could totally do that.
No way. Really?
No. Oh,
see,
yeah.
I would never.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm always approached by people that go, my friends tell me I'm really funny. And I'm like... Okay.
Really?
You know, and then they get up and it's like, you know, crickets. And they're like, what happened? Because you're right. It is delivery and you have to know how to deliver a joke and you have to know.
Yeah.
You got to read. If you're a really perceptive person and you're good at reading a room, you'll know how to go in there and what material is going to hit, what material is not going to hit.
Really?
And,
so you change it on the fly?
Mm-hmm,
really?
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I just did a friend of mine's show called Fantasy Comedy, also at the Improv. And, you know, I walked in and saw the room and it was all college kids. And you're like, you got to be dirty. You
really?
Just
got to
be dirty. You know, like, I'm not going to tell jokes about my daughter and you know, or you know, our life together and whatever. They don't care. So it's just filth, get their attention, you know. And you have to be really aggressive and, you know, because they'll smell fear. An audience smells fear on a comic. They're like, oh, she's green, we can just tear her apart, you know.
Oh my god, I bet.
I know, but yeah, I mean, I guess some clubs have better comics, or because everybody mm-hmm. goes to the same clubs, though, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Citizens were great.
Yeah.
Pretty much there's three top, I think, clubs in L.A. that
right.
do stand-up. But, I mean, there's, you know, you can see great comedy at places you don't expect. It just depends, you know.
Really?
What would be those top five?
Ooh, I would say Laugh Factory, the Improv, the Comedy Store. The Ha Ha is great, too.
The Ice House, too.
The Ice House, yeah.
The Ice House is good. In Pasadena. And, I mean, there's some...
Flappers is a new club in Burbank.
That's here in Burbank,
That's really hot,
right?
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet, but I heard about
it. Very well run, beautiful club, you know.
Yeah. Do you perform there sometimes too?
I do perform there sometimes too. Okay. And I'm starting a new show called the Girl on Girl Comedy Tour, which is going to be all female comics and maybe like one guy.
Love that. Girl power.
Yeah, total girl power. Yeah. So
they do a lot of that here. I mean, they have the pretty girl, pretty funny girls, right?
Pretty funny women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you take part in that too, right?
I was on that show once.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. We went to see it once at the, what is it called? The Three Kings or something? Is
oh, really?
Three Kings.
Oh, I didn't know she did it there. Yeah. I've seen it at the Improv.
Yeah, it was there a while ago.
Uh-huh.
And
it's a very funny show.
There were some funny women there for sure.
Her show too is more clean and more classy. Mm. I think her pretty funny girl on girl comedy tour is gonna be a little more a little more sexy, a little more raunchy, a little more for the boys.
Okay.
Well, because guys don't, you know, there's that thing that people don't think women are funny, which is, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I don't understand, you know, because women comics do keep saying it's harder for women to be in comedy, but. You know, I think many women are funny.
Because a lot of,
and I see many of them up there, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's changing.
Well, more so now in the last year. Yeah,
more so
in the last 2 years, especially with Kristen Wiig coming out with, you know, Bridesmaids and, well, SNL, she's been on forever, and Whitney Cummings, who I just found out she not only is doing her show, Whitney, but she also is, like, part of Two Broke Girls, another TV show. She's not in it, but she wrote and
oh, really?
Produced. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that show. Believe it or not, I barely watch any television.
Wait, you don't see movies?
Two and a Half Men. Two Broke Girls.
Anything with a two in it, Sam's gonna watch.
Exactly.
Two and a Half Men and Two Broke Girls.
Well, they happen to be one after another, you know.
But, are they really one after the other? That's so funny. Two Broke Girls, Two and a Half Men.
But you know that it turned out to be the most successful new comedy this season.
Yeah. It's very funny.
Which one? Yeah. Two Broke Girls. Yeah, I've yet to see that one.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's a funny show. Yeah.
I like that. And then Sunday I'm doing a singing show with, you remember when I did Cabaret Idol?
Yes.
When James and I came in here.
Right.
So James is doing another show called Occupy Christmas. And it's this Sunday, so I'm going to sing Christmas songs with a twist. You know,
and where's that?
It's not going to be straight Christmas. Yeah. I'm not doing Bing Crosby. Let's put it
that way. Oh, I see. No White Christmas.
It's going to be at the Hollywood Studio Bar and Grill, 6122 Sunset.
Oh, cool.
Sunset and Gower right there.
So you keep busy. I mean, that's pretty nice, you know. And maybe eventually you'll find a good part in a film or something. You know, you'll be discovered
nice.
For that.
That'd be nice. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Work is work.
Yeah.
Like, well, there you go. Work is work.
I wouldn't turn it down. I've done films. I like doing films. I like TV better.
Yeah.
I do. Just because it's like in a film, you're like on the set forever.
Really?
I have a short attention span. Yeah. I remember I did some film and they gave me my, you know, my little trailer and I was like, I wasn't going to shoot till like 3 o'clock in the morning. It was just, I was there forever. And so they showed me how to make my couch into a bed and I was crashed, sound asleep. By the time they came to get me, my hair was messed up. My eyelashes were stuck. They gave me these false eyelashes. They were stuck. I came out of the trailer, looked like a crack whore. They were like, who's that? I was like, I'm ready to shoot. They're like, oh, we have to redo our hair and makeup.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I was sitting in the trailer for 9 hours. What do you
That's
want me
ridiculous.
To do?
Why the hell would they do your makeup so early in advance
Stupid.
Anyway?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, Steph is going to be on the shoot for a long time.
Nice.
What are you shooting? In Barcelona, Spain.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's a foreign feature film, and I'm one of three leads, and it will be very exciting.
Cool.
And I'm learning Spanish now.
Is that why your bags are packed behind you?
That's what I was asking.
There's like suitcases in here. I'm like, she's like, see you later, bitches. I'm going to Barcelona. I got my bags packed.
I will be bringing way more than that. How the hell do you pack for 3 months? That's first of all,
true.
What I want to
know. Yeah.
No, these are, I have a bag company. It's called SLD Collection, shameless plug. And I have a young lady stopping by here after the show to
that's a nice bag
That's a backpack or that's a suitcase. What do you mean?
The bags are inside.
The bags are inside.
Oh, you're talking about purses. You sell purses.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're vintage bags.
Oh, vintage bags. I like that.
Vintage leather
bags. So you're going for 3 months. So what are you doing? Are you like getting rid of your apartment, just packing up? What do you
Well, actually.
You're going to leave Aisha here?
Planning on coming back, you see.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely coming back. I plan to take as much as I can with me.
Right.
But that's still, I'm going to take two giant suitcases, I guess, a duffel bag. And I mean, how much can you really take on a plane? I'm not going to ship
stuff
out.
No, you're not.
And I'm pretty low maintenance. I can live with,
Do you have a boyfriend?
I've been dating somebody for the past few months. And
bye-bye. I know. I'm here to officially tell you it's over. She's going to be in Barcelona.
No, that's true. That's true. And she knows that. She knows it.
You know it's over? Does he know?
Well, no.
Now.
It's not that clear.
He knew before I did. He's like, bye-bye.
Really?
I think it's more so he's not willing to wait 3 months for me.
Really?
I don't know. It's still very new and fresh. I think this lasts because the thing is I'm leaving next week to see my family for 2 weeks. So I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
5 weeks. You're going to be gone for five. I see what you're saying. 3 months and then
I'm so
2 weeks.
Yeah. So, I'll come back for like 4 days and then I'm leaving for 3 months. So it's
how long have
difficult.
You been dating?
It's been about 3 months. Enough. I mean, we'll definitely keep in touch. And then when I come back in April, we'll see how it goes. But I'm really weird when it comes to relationships and dating anyway. So we'll see.
Yeah. She can let them go, you know. I mean, there's another one around the corner.
That is not true. No.
What do they say? They're like buses stand on the corner. One comes by every 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't think that's true. I think it's hard to meet,
meet a guy that you're both on the same page and you really enjoy spending time together. Yeah, it's very difficult.
I was single for 2 years. Yeah. I waited 2 years.
So you just met someone?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Tell us about it. Yeah.
I wish I had a better story, but we met in acting class.
Really?
Yeah.
And,
that's the best place to meet because that's where I'm attracted to, how somebody works, their work ethic in a way.
Well, the funniest thing was that a friend...
You're so weird.
Their work ethic.
I am! No, I'm just saying, if you're in a room and you're working...
Yeah, I'm attracted to a different work ethic. Completely different work ethic. But yes, I'm with you on that. Yeah. It was funny because a friend of mine recommended the class and the first thing he said to me was, don't date anybody in class. And I go, are you kidding?
Right.
Of course I'm not going to date anybody in class. And then the first person I met.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How long's it been?
I always go by class. I started class October 17th, so new. Uh-huh. This is like,
yeah.
3 months.
And how often do you see each other?
We're in class together twice a week, so there's that.
So
and
that
then
helps,
we've seen each other a lot, yeah.
Really?
But the thing is, we get along really well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a new experience. Like, usually, guys that I've dated in the past, which Sam knows, Sam's been through a bunch of them, usually, like, we have chemistry and we have all that, but, like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to spend time with you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I literally want to just, okay, whatever, and then bye-bye.
Yeah.
So it's a new experience to actually, like, sit and want to talk to someone.
Yeah.
It's weird. And
I give it 3 months.
3 more months we have.
Yeah. I think the problem with artists is we are very passionate in the beginning. I don't know. And so I feel like it burns out so quickly.
I usually don't get involved, though. Like, I'm there. Yeah. It takes a lot for me to get involved with somebody.
Really? Yeah. Wow. I thought you just jump into a relationship.
No, like, I'll date, but, like, to be serious with somebody or whatever, no. Like to have somebody, like, meet my kids and, and
that
be in the inner circle.
Kids,
and,
plural. Like, how many?
3.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
You look good, girl.
Thank you.
Hot mama.
She hasn't
been
wasted her time.
I like this one. This one's my favorite. I say that about anybody that says anything nice to me. Just, very fickle.
I figure.
You say I'm pretty and you like me, that's it.
She's my favorite.
Well, we always bring good people here, right? I mean, the
you
show
always have
is
good
always
people.
Fun.
Oh,
yeah.
I do want to say, though, that my boyfriend is doing a show, Mrs.
Oh, so
Scrooge.
He's your boyfriend.
Yeah, he actually said
yeah,
that
you see,
one day.
Other people do call the people they date boyfriends.
I don't.
You don't call him your boyfriend?
3 months, heavy duty, no boyfriend.
Well, see,
single. I'm single.
Yeah, you are single. I got that vibe the minute I walked in, to be honest with you.
What are you talking
I hope
about?
He doesn't listen to the show because.
No, what do you mean?
No, I could see it in your eyes. You're just like when you said Barcelona, Spain, there was a vibe of like, I'm out of here.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
She was at my show. Yeah. She'd hook up with one of the comics tonight. It would happen.
No, I would never do that. No, I'm not that type.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not that type.
Well,
don't
tell,
date a
tell
comic.
Her how many, tell
don't
her how many men you've dated.
I mean, I go through guys like Skittles, but I don't sleep with guys like Skittles.
Right.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
I date a lot.
But
I mean,
she
I
dates
went...
a lot. Like she said, she's dated like, what, 70 men this year or
probably.
Something?
70 men?
70.
I mean, that means like a first date. And then there was no continuation because I didn't like them. There was no...
Right. It's still a lot of people.
70 men? I don't even know 70 men.
That's a lot of free dinners.
I don't think in my life I've dated 70 men.
I know.
See, I hate to date. I hate to date. Really? And that's a problem. People have said that. Like, you need to date. You need to go on a date
really
with somebody.
Do, yeah.
I do, too.
But I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so, so uncomfortable. Okay, wait. Let me plug this show, and then I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, plug it.
So, okay, you can go to westofbroadway.org and buy tickets for Mrs. Scrooge. This is the final 2 weekends. It's a really cute kids Christmas show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to go this Saturday, but it looks really cute and sweet.
Oh, how
so
cool.
He's in it. He's in the show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
It's really uncomfortable. Like, I can't sit across from someone at dinner and oof, that's so
like
hard for me.
That you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of snuck in the cracks because we had to do a scene together. So we went to coffee to work on the scene. And I think we were at coffee like 3.5 hours. So I was like, is that normal? That seems like a lot of talking. But even just, it's hard for me to, I'm a very private person.
Yeah.
Extremely, extremely private.
Yeah. You see why she's not on radio? That's why.
I'm an open book.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it was so hard for me on radio. He'd ask me questions and I'd be like, oh God, what?
Can't go there. Can't go there.
Yeah.
But that's good. You know, I mean, I'm pretty private about my life too. I reveal certain things. But, you know, but there's certain things I don't talk about, you know, because it's
and
just...
And you've been married a long time.
Well, this is my second marriage. I've been married 7 years. So, yeah, that's so like a lifetime for me.
It's like a lifetime. And what is the secret? Why does it work this time?
There's no secret. It's just like, it's cheaper to keep her.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. No, you didn't, Sam.
I'm kidding.
He
relax,
loves his wife.
Relax.
He's in love.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I wanted to leave, I would be leaving, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the key is. I mean, we don't seem to have anything in common, you know?
Well, you know, I also think that's overrated, too. I don't think you have to have a lot of things in common. I always thought that you got to, like, have things in common with people.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, well, we have too many things in common. I think that's the problem, you know?
Gets boring.
Yeah. But it's cool because she's from my generation. We were born in the same year, in the same country, with the same music, friends. So it's sort of like, it's working out a lot better than my first marriage, for sure.
And how long was your first marriage?
That one was also about 7 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Tick-tock, tick-tock,
7 year
tick-tock.
Itch, you know?
I would be worried if I was her 7 years.
Yeah.
I know.
Right around 7 years when Sam takes a break.
Yeah. But that's a long time to be with one person, I think. You know,
that
you really have
holy crap.
You really have to be able to get along and stand them. You know, I mean, some people, if you can't stand them, don't waste
my ex-husband,
time,
I couldn't stand him at the end. I would watch him eat a cereal and want him to just choke to death. I'm like, I can't stand your face.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fine now. I wish him all the best. But no, it's just, but you live and learn. You know what I mean? Like, because I didn't like to date, I would move really quick.
Right.
My ex-husband, I'm super quick.
You just go into relationships.
Yeah, go into relationships, and then you get to know the person, and then you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I honestly think, like, with the guy I'm dating now, like, we've talked more and I know more about him than I knew about my ex-husband like in a year.
Wow.
My ex-husband's he didn't want me to know too much about him because he knew once I knew I would be like, oh no.
That's what keeps me around though, when you keep stuff secret. I need mystery. If
you
I know if I know all about, like, you can know as much about me as that you want, you know,
right.
But if I know everything about you, there's nothing.
You get bored.
There's nothing else to learn.
Yeah, see, I like routine. Bored is
Were
not.
Were you always like that though?
Yeah, okay. Always. Yeah.
I feel like I'll change at a certain, age.
You don't have to change if it works for you. What the hell?
I mean, I think there's ways to keep a relationship exciting, but I don't necessarily know that it's like I don't want to know everything about you. Like I want to know. I want to know who you are and and see, because I'm really easygoing.
Right.
I'm really easygoing. I'm really, like, there's very few things I trip out about.
Yeah.
You know?
And plus in a relationship, I mean, you share a lot. You become vulnerable. You don't want someone to throw it in your face later.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
And, it's like, I'm not an easy person to date. I mean, you come see my act, you'll see, like, I'm not easy to date. And, there's building this little fan base now that's happened. So there's a lot of guys that come to the show and bring me gifts and do, like, So you have to be a pretty secure guy. You can't be... And I've dated that jealous, crazy,
really?
I always tell this story. I was talking to the waiter one time and the guy was like thinking I was hitting on the waiter. I was like, I'm giving him my order. I
really?
Have to talk to him. Like, well, so long. I was like, well, I had questions about the menu. What are you doing? Like,
that's ridiculous.
He was that.
Too much.
Yeah. He was literally that jealous.
Wow.
And that I can't date
that's
that.
That's horrible.
I mean, I have to be honest, like, my part is, like, I do like a little bit of jealousy. Like, it turns me on a little bit. Yeah, if you're a little jealous and I'm
you
like...
You know you were wanted. You mm-hmm. feel wanted.
Every girl wants a little jealousy, but...
That's true.
But then there's a difference between jealousy and, like,
yeah,
being a psychopath.
Yeah, overdoing it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
So you've been married just once, right?
Mm. Twice.
Twice.
I got married when I was 18.
Right.
Which
wow.
is always a good idea.
Yeah.
If, and there's any listeners out there that
if
are 18...
If you want to be a young mom, yeah.
Get married. It's... No, yeah. And you know what? I really feel at 18 that I was ready to get married and settle down and be with somebody my whole life.
Yeah.
He was just happened to be, you know, crazy, so yeah. It wasn't going to work out.
So you didn't pick the right one.
I didn't pick the right one, but I really wanted to get married young. I wanted to have a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
You know.
So are all three kids from him?
No.
No.
No. All three kids, all three different fathers.
Oh, really?
Holy
yeah.
cow, girl. Wow. You're busy.
Yeah. You
yeah,
see?
I like the babies.
And she says she hasn't dated
She's
70 men in her life.
That's three, not 70.
Oh, no, but I don't have any kids. I don't.
Aw, they're the best. I love kids.
Oh, no, I plan yeah. to. I'm 24. I've been, like, trying to
You have plenty of time.
Yeah.
She's got plenty of time. Yeah.
I need to establish myself a little bit more.
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, you've got your whole life ahead of you. Don't tie yourself
God,
down with kids.
God, I get stressed
right
thinking
there.
About it.
No, I always say, like, either have them young or then have them later. You know what
right.
I mean? So at some point you have, you know, because I've had them since 18. So it's like,
Holy
I don't know life without kids.
Well, my sister's wow. 18. She has a daughter. And you know what? That daughter has been nothing but the biggest blessing to our whole
mm-hmm.
family
mm-hmm.
and for her. Like, it was good for her.
Yeah.
Me having a child at 18, oh, my God.
You have to know who you
know.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to know who you are. I was
yeah.
not, you know, plus two, I was already in my career. I was already working. I was on the road with a band. And so I had money and mm-hmm. I had, you know, stability. And I was just looking to, like, let's make a family, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. You were with a band as
yeah,
well, right?
Yeah, at 15, I started with a band.
Multi-talented,
yeah.
man.
That's
Thank
what it
you.
Is. It's all about versatility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you.
Yep. I can't draw, though. I don't know why. I'm horrible at, like, arts and crafts.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's okay. You can be bad at something.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's it. It's the only thing I'm bad at. Everything
yeah.
else.
What's your birth sign?
Virtuoso. Pisces.
Oh, okay. The guy I'm dating is Pisces.
Pisces man. I know something about Pisces man. My first husband was a Pisces. Mm. Two Pisces together. Nightmare. What are you?
Really? I'm an Aries.
Mm, you're too fiery for him.
I don't think we get along. I don't think an Aries is good for anybody, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're just kind
Virgo.
Of our own little...
Virgo.
I've never dated a Virgo.
Virgo would be good for you.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Really? Really?
How do you know? You're into astrology, too.
A little bit. I know a little bit about it. Scorpio, but you guys would...
My ex was a Scorpio, and it was pure hell from the beginning.
I was going to say, you probably fight a lot.
Oh, yeah. My God. He was too...
Is Scorpio fire, too?
Scorpio
yeah.
is fire.
Yeah, there you go. You can't put Aries and Scorpio together.
Why not Pisces, though? I'm too crazy for Pisces?
You're too strong. You're
really?
Way too strong for a Pisces man. You'll run all over that boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And plus, too, an Aries woman needs a man. They need, like, someone who can take control of the situation. I
yeah.
mean, they're not going to, yeah, you're not just going to be with some guy that's going to, you're not going to respect him if he's going to be like,
right.
whatever you want, honey.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I like that, you know, 50-50. I like that half the time. And then, yeah, you definitely, I mean, that's with every girl, though. Every girl wants to feel like you're dating a man that, mm-hmm. you know, the guy has to take charge.
Right.
Has to.
Really? So
for the most part, yeah. I mean, occasionally, I mean, I like to get what I want, of course.
I'm sure, yeah. But do you want a guy that's stronger than you?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course.
Like personality-wise.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not stronger to where, like, you know, you don't have you don't have a say-so.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But,
oh, yeah, that would never happen.
I think the key is smarter. I've never dated smart guys.
Really?
Never. Yeah, in my life. Ever. I mean, not even not smart, but really dumb. Like,
really?
Really?
Oh, my God.
Where are you
dumb.
Looking for, crying out loud?
I don't know. Dumb guys like me. I don't know why.
That's weird.
But this guy's really smart. This guy's insanely smart.
Like, really?
Yeah, off
how
the charts
cool.
smart. Yeah.
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 So now, how do you normally meet guys before this guy? I mean, do people approach you at the comedy clubs?
Yeah,
and
yeah. I get approached. I get asked out, but I usually don't go.
Really?
I usually say no.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I actually
you have a boyfriend.
Yeah,
now,
I love saying that now because
yeah.
now, you know, I used to just lie and say I had a boyfriend. Like, I would wear, like, to the gym, I used to always wear a fake ring.
Really?
Yeah, I have a fake ring that
oh
I wear
gosh.
Just to, you know.
So people will leave you alone.
Yeah.
I actually get hit on at the gym. I never do. What's
really?
Up with that? Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot to wear the ring one time and I was on the Stairmaster and this guy came over and grabbed my finger and he's like, So what happened? I was like, oh God. I was like, seriously?
He was eyeing you. Jesus.
Yeah, I like, that's why I like women gyms. I used to work out at Total Woman. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Then you don't get distracted by all that.
Because I don't go to the gym for that. Yeah. I mean, some people do.
This is really bad. I have to be looked at the gym. If I'm not looked at, I'm not working out hard.
I should go to the 24-hour in Burbank.
You gotta perform.
The more I'm getting looked at, the more I'm like giving a show.
Really? I'm like that in Barry's boot camp. It's funny. In Barry's boot camp, there was this one trainer that was really hot. Me and my girlfriend used to go. We both had like a little crush on him. Whatever he would tell you to do, like literally the next day I couldn't pick up the phone. My arms were so sore. She was like, what'd you do? I was like, I don't know. He was like 10 more and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was just like he could push you harder than anybody could push you because
really?
You'd do whatever
wow.
he wanted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
I know. But
and they know it too. They know it. They come behind you and like grab your hips and they're
oh
like,
my
yeah.
gosh.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. yoga class
heck?
Is like
I
that
never,
too.
This has never happened to me.
Really? Oh, go to Barry's boot camp. They'll jump on the back of the treadmill while you're on it. Not let you off if you feel like you can't run anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at me promoting Barry's boot camp as if I have. They better give me free classes.
Yeah, uh-huh. Seriously.
Yoga's like that too.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Yoga's too boring for me though.
Me
I can't,
too. But
I can't.
If you go to like rock and roll yoga, that's pretty fun.
Wow, what's that?
It's where they play like rock music. They
oh,
don't
really?
Play. Yeah, there's no like serenity. It's just yeah. like.
But the yoga's still slow movement, right? In
well, no, you're no. It's like an. It's pretty flowing. So mm-hmm. you go from one movement to the other. But yeah, and the yoga guys in there get behind you, and you know, it's pretty sexual. You're just like. What are you doing? Like, do you get paid for this? Because I feel like you should pay me for that.
Yeah, there you go for the show.
Yeah, I get bored in yoga too. I'm like, it's not
yeah,
my thing.
But it is supposed to slow us down. You know, I don't know if I'm able to slow down that
I'm
much.
Not. Yeah, I'm definitely not able to slow
but
down.
But I think.
But it makes you really flexible.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I think it also helps you with, you know, I mean, obviously your breathing, your muscles and so forth. But I think it's really like a calming experience. But, you know, I don't know. I've tried it a couple times. I just, like, I was getting restless. But I think that's why I should take it, because
right.
I get restless like that.
Do you meditate? Do you do any kind of
no,
spiritual?
I don't. That's the thing. I think if I did, I could do yoga.
Well, you're type A personality. You're
I suppose,
go.
Yeah. Aren't we all here in this town, man? You know?
True dat.
Yeah.
True dat.
So,
I think that's why a lot of people smoke weed in this town. Cause,
do you smoke weed?
Mm-mm.
Neither do I.
Why? Because it slows you down a little bit? Or what?
No, I don't do any kind of drugs.
No,
alcohol.
I mean, not you, but you said people do.
Yeah, I think they need to slow down or they find a way to relax or whatever. Everybody that I know that's a pothead is really not doing anything, but they really do think they're doing things.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they think they're just out there kicking ass and taking names and nothing's, you know what I mean? And they're
so
always,
you say it's all in their head.
Oh, yeah. And always be like, oh, it's natural. It grows from the ground and it doesn't really cause any problems. I'm like, you're 37. You live in your parents' basement. There's
oh
a problem. You might not be aware of it.
This is definitely not normal.
It's definitely a problem, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and even the young people that do it, it's like they're 20, but it's like from 22 to 32 will happen like that and they have not accomplished
that's true.
Much, yeah.
That's
so.
True, yeah. Wow.
But yeah, I think some people do need to find a way to slow down.
Yeah. Now, you kids are older, right?
I mean, Tommy's. My son is actually a director now. He's directing, writing,
holy
and producing
moly.
His own films. And
oh, that much older? Wow.
Yeah.
I thought they were like high school.
No,
or
no,
something.
27, 24.
What?
No, wait, 27, 23. Nick will be 24 in January, and Elena's 14.
Wow.
So you're 46.
45.
45, okay.
Yeah.
So you've been through their
that's
teen
crazy.
Years and everything.
Yeah.
Now you have another teen.
She's
years.
Looking.
No,
she's
amazing.
Looking at me
look
with this face down. Like she's just like, I know my family sold a deal with the devil or something. I don't know. We don't look our age. My dad either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you, by the way? What's your
Italian
like,
and French?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You look like you have maybe a little Native American too or something.
Oh.
Because Native Americans age well. My ex was mixed with Native American.
Okay. A little Cher in me.
No, Andrea is aging very well. I mean,
thank
no,
you.
Yeah,
good.
No wrinkles, no nothing, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. This is why
whatever
I come here, folks.
Yeah.
It's like my morning jolt of ego.
Yeah.
I feel good. I don't, it's amazing how good I feel.
Really?
Yeah. I feel
that's
better
really
now
good.
Than I did 20 years ago.
Well, that's the way to do it, man. So what do you do for a day job? I mean, how do you survive?
Well, I just got a job at Crunch Fitness as a membership advisor. So they just opened a Crunch. I'm promoting everything today.
Yeah,
there's a Crunch in West Hollywood, and now they're opening up a Crunch in Burbank.
Wow.
Which is going to be huge
for
the Valley.
So you're into fitness, huh?
Totally into
really?
Fitness.
Really?
That's how I relax.
Yeah.
That and sex.
Wow.
Sex, though, keeps you young. The more sexually active
That's why I look so good.
Yeah. True. Is Crunch like a fairly new gym here? Because it's super popular in New York.
Oh, yeah. It's been in West Hollywood, I think, for like 5 or 7 years. But I have to tell you, that club is amazing. I mean,
really?
The classes they have are insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you just go there and you don't feel like you're in a gym. You feel like... when I leave work, I feel like I was at a club all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's that
cool.
Because
the music,
pricey,
and the,
though,
it's
right?
real vibey. No, it's actually not. It's really, I thought it was really reasonable, their prices.
Mm. Good to know.
Come in and see me when you get back from Barcelona.
I know. Yeah. I have a gym membership. I'm trying to freeze it for 3 months.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Just 24 hour.
They'll freeze it.
Yeah, they will?
They will.
Even if I just bought the year up front?
Insist on it.
Okay.
Insist on it.
They will. I insist.
Exactly.
It's not like, their memberships are ridiculously cheap.
Oh, they are. That's where I am.
Yeah. So I can't imagine them, you know.
They'll freeze it. Here's what I learned. In any problems you have, always ask for the manager. Just always ask for the manager. I need to see the manager.
Either that or, you know, when you call someone on the phone to take care of things, like the phone company, you know, with the cable company,
supervisor.
Whatever. Either that or... but sometimes they'll give you a hard time about the supervisor, too, you know? So the thing is, to me, it's simpler rather than make it a big deal. Hang up, call... back, you'll get a different representative.
Uh-huh. Oh,
you'll get a whole different attitude.
Yes, I do that too.
So yeah, but you're right.
I'm not getting what I want. Just hang up.
Yeah. Don't give up.
No, don't give up.
Because people will screw you all the time, man. You know, it's like they just look for reasons. And notice how quickly they'll take your money, but how long it takes to get it back.
I said that one time. I forgot what it was. Some company, and I was like, wow. You guys definitely have a different person that signed me up than the person that's, you know, canceling. Because, you were all like, you know, flowers coming out your butt. And now you're just like mean and, you know.
Yeah.
You have to wonder, though, with 24-hour fitness, how they really make money when they're... like, I think the year-long membership is not even $200.
Really?
Yeah.
And how do you make money? I mean, it just seems bizarrely, like... cheap to me.
Right.
Well, I think they do volume.
They
do volume.
Right.
Because what they bank on, and this is so sad, they bank on the fact that even if the club only holds, say, 5,000 members, they'll sign 10,000 people up because most people will never come.
Yeah, exactly. Most people don't show up.
Most people will never come.
Yeah.
So they bank on that. So it's a numbers thing. They sign everybody up. And then also, too, their trainers are not of the quality of other gyms. So they don't have to pay them what they pay other trainers.
Sure.
They don't have to pay the staff what they pay them, the level of care of the gym. You know, you get what you pay for, especially in a gym.
That's
true,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I have no need to spend any more than that anyway because of...
I'll get you a pasta crunch.
Really?
I mean, Bob Harper
from
The Biggest Loser teaches the spin classes there.
Oh,
I mean, they have a yoga class called Anti-Gravity where there's like hammocks that come down from the ceiling and you swing in those. They have a pole dancing class.
Oh, you looked at me like with big eyes when you said that.
You will like it.
I would be
because
really
it's not boring.
That. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, it's not like you strip. You
look sexy. I can't do that in public.
You just wanted everybody to watch you 10 minutes ago. She's like, I can't work unless...
But
are watching
I mean, I'm like looking fierce and sweating like a hound dog. I'm not like being sexy and moving around.
You want to do the ride then. You want to do the spinning class.
Yeah.
That's
fierce. I'm not good with classes, honestly. I actually used to be a personal trainer. And so
you did?
I prefer working out on my own, but I'll be on the treadmill or, you know, the pre-core is my favorite for an hour and I'll just...
I'm like that too. I never feel like I'm getting the same workout. Like I'll do the classes in addition to what I already do. But like I love running. That's...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're
good
lucky
for you.
That
I
way.
Can't run.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ain't easy with these things, trust me.
I got some honkers.
I have to wear them. I've never heard a 24-year-old say honkers. That's adorable.
I told it, but you got, you know.
Yeah, you do too, girl.
Yeah, I've got big boobs.
Yeah.
But Andrea likes to show what she has. And
what do you mean I like to show what I...
They're there.
Well,
they're
don't
there.
Hide them.
How would I hide
have
them?
Cleavage, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. With this kind of shirt. Like, have I ever, like, I don't think I've ever shown my boobs at all.
No.
I don't own a single shirt that would
do that. Sam's like, No,
I would know if she did. Yeah.
No, I would like you to, but you have not.
Yeah.
I don't know why either. I mean, I should. I think I feel so, I don't know. I
really?
Feel out there, and it's normal. I mean, every girl, because that's nothing. It's not like I look at that and I'm like, oh my God.
Right. Oh, I have some shirts that are like, oh my God.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just, because you know what it is kind of? I think for me, I look better when you, if I cover them all, I just look, it doesn't look right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you can only wear a turtleneck in the winter.
Well, right. I rarely actually wear turtlenecks, but I still, like, they're
have
totally,
some kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with dressing sexy and everything, makes you feel sexy.
I need to. I've had complaints. The guy I'm currently dating.
Really?
Well, he said, because, like, I buy clothes too big for me usually, too. I like loose stuff.
Right. Uh-huh.
Isn't that horrible?
No, you
but
like
to be
comfortable.
But he has said, he's like, you should show your body off more, you know? You've got the body. You should, you know, wear stuff that's tighter. This is tight compared to what I usually wear. Usually I wear looser shirts.
You do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, I'll put on pumps and heels and everything to go to the grocery store. I love to dress up.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's cool.
I'm born in the wrong era. I think I would have been much better like in the 50s and the whole Marilyn Monroe, like glamour. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I love clothes.
Yeah, well, you've obviously got something to show, so you're cool.
Oh, thank you,
I happen to think you're very beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Yeah. That's very sweet.
So, okay, Andrea. So we're talking to Andrea Natoli, a comic, and go ahead and plug the thing tonight.
Yeah, so tonight at the Improv, Friends with Benefits, 8162 Melrose. Say that you heard about it on LA Talk Radio, and you get in for free tonight.
I might go.
And we're having a sex toy giveaway, so you can't beat that. And
exactly.
Then Sunday,
a free vibrator, what the hell?
Free really good stuff from Fun Factory. And then on Sunday is Occupy Christmas at 6122 Sunset, where I'm going to be singing somewhat naughty Christmas songs.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming, Andrea.
You're welcome.
We
good to see you guys.
We always love having you here. Definitely. And, Steph, we learned a couple new things today.
I guess we must have. Tomorrow's the last day, so tune in, fuckers.
Yes, tune in, fuckers. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.